Oh, wait, that's right. You just organized their game schedules on your Commodore 64.
Dr. Absolito.
May the force be with you. There's a meteorite in the ground near you.
Sure, it's some kind.
The force is with you. That is the system, and I'm sure Skywalker is with me.
We have spotted Imperial Walker.
He wants me! Lucifer, recall our fighters at once!
Then drop back. Let the other two base ships intercept the Pegasus.
I'm not sure the other base commanders will appreciate that.
It isn't a request, it's an order.
Our interceptors are reporting a large number of flying objects. They are all around us, and yet they are not.
Adama. Yes, scientists aboard the Galactica. Perhaps it's a technological breakthrough of some kind.
Let us hope so.
You would hope that the humans have made so advanced a breakthrough?
The alternative is that we have encountered a new and more powerful force in the universe than our own.
The human race might have one more chance, but first it would have to survive the Alliance, the elements, and the unknown dark and sinister threats that would lie ahead. Their destruction is complete.
Our forces have taken prisoners near the space probe. They tell of survivors who escaped in ships.
What ships? How far can they go? If a handful of survivors did indeed escape, they would have neither fuel nor food for a prolonged voyage.
The information is not complete. It is offered in exchange for life.
And what is the standing order for humans from your imperious leader?
Extermination.
Then carry out your orders. If they exist, they're doomed.
Guys, sack of shit.
No, I was hoping for something a little better than that from you, sir, a man of your education.
General, it's the president.
Well, what do you... What are you going to tell him?
I'm ordering our bombers back to fail safe. We might have to go through this thing after all. Yes, sir.
Understand. Come to me, I will understand. God damn it.
Put the list back up.
No, we already tried that.
Put it up.
Yes, put it up.
It's not on the list.
No, it's not on the list.
Go ahead. It's gonna be in there somewhere.
Order to the song on this one.
No, no. Five numbers, it's got half the code.
Put X in the center square.
Connected.
Oh, there he is. Up. Yay. See? We're all on.
What up?
I told you. That was...
But, I've been having a blast.
Me and Clone Jr.
Such a blast on the Atari. We're making new memories. So thank you. We made a new memory.
Actor.
And it was awesome. He loves this new game that we're playing.
Atari Game Station.
Called Galaxy Gunners.
Obsolete.
And it's actually made by an Italian.
Obsolete.
Yeah. Anyways, we love it. And we got to the ninth stage last night. So it's basically... Shit. So you know the game 1942 where you're fighting against... You know, like... World War II planes. So this,
yeah, Battlefield
1942? Yeah, something, 1942, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or 1943, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
What year did that game come out?
I don't know, around 82, 83, somewhere in there.
Oh, no, not really.
Okay, you'd know if you saw it.
Okay.
Anyways, you're going up. Instead of side-scrolling, it's going up. And you're fighting all these planes. But in this game, it's all outer space. Yeah. And we got to the ninth stage last night playing two players. He wants to play two players. So as a team, we fought down the boss stage. Boss stage. Boss stage after boss stage. And it was getting really tough, but he stuck with me. And then it was awesome. So he says, Daddy, that's my favorite game. And he's the blue plane, and I'm the red one. And we go in outer space, and we battle alien craft. Yeah. And you know what? Honest to God, I don't remember having this much fun since I got the Atari 2600.
Wow.
That's how much fun we had last night. We were laughing and just hooting. You know, if you could hear it, you'd think, yeah, they're really having... And the lasers were going crazy in this room because there's a lot of reverb. It's tile down here. Yeah, so just want to let you know I love it. And we're having fun.
Oh, that warms my heart to hear that. Awesome.
Really?
That's awesome.
It is, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted to ask you, sent me a picture of another game you were playing.
Yeah.
Both a Mech Warrior or something?
Yeah, what was it called? What did I write down?
Let me see.
Mech.
Let me see what you said.
I said it at the end, yeah. Yeah, it's Mech something.
Oh, Metal.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's like robot. What's that?
That game is one of the games on the Atari.
It is, but it's not an original Atari game because it's beyond 8-bit. But it's under the bonus games.
Oh.
And in the bonus games, they've got 16 32-bit games and the other systems. I'm on there. And so that's been a pleasure to try different games. That's what I'm doing. It is.
RoboCop.
Looks like RoboCop, Ed 209. Yes, exactly. That's what I thought. It is fun. And I found out that the firmware update for this, which I haven't done yet because I've been busy, you can load ROMs without the firmware, but somebody told me that the firmware allows updating the ROMs easier. It organizes the file system differently or something. And then they said that it allows you to play different systems, which I suspected. So if I upload, if I update the firmware, then I can access different emulators.
Really?
Yes.
The emulator built?
Built for it. Yeah, like I can, you know, play Sega, PlayStation, whatever. Presumably. Somebody told me other platforms. So by saying that, I assume a number of these, which I'm very excited for.
Wow. You
know, because of the graphics capabilities and, you know, even though I have it for other systems, this is an updated processor, faster graphics, you know, so who knows what's been developed for it, you know.
That's cool. So you could maybe play ColecoVision.
Yeah. Other things, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, maybe Nintendo? I mean, you're saying they have all kinds of emulators that are already built in the system?
Well, you have to do a firmware update.
Right, but after you do that...
I don't know if it's in or you have to update it with other programs. That's how I've done it with other systems. With other systems, I had to do that, where I had to go on GitHub or, you know, update that. I'd suspect that's how it is. I'd have to go and find them, but it does unlock other possibilities. Yeah. So it's not about competing. This is not competing with the old stuff, but as the old stuff dies, we have to find new ways to keep things alive.
It would be really convenient, you know, if the Atari makes it easy to do that, you know, then you could just have that one piece of hardware to, you know, do all your retro gaming with. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, this is a new processor, so it's obviously faster, has more capabilities, and, you know, there's advantages now, and then they write new stuff for it, so it's exciting to see, you know, all this happening, and I think that I've gotten a great appreciation for it the more I play it, and then once I dig in and actually, like, start modifying it, then I'm going to be really attached to this thing, you know. And I think that there's going to be a lot of possibilities, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because it's like, it's one thing to say, oh, it's cool, you open the box up, it's cool, you play it, it's cool, you keep playing, you know, you keep, you know, discovering it. What's possible?
Yeah.
You know, modifying. You know, who knows? I could probably put a desktop on it or something. Dual boot. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be kick ass.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. So does it come with like Pac-Man and
No.
No?
Pac-Man. I don't know about Pac-Man. Let me see. I've got it. Here, I got the list of games here. Let's see. Okay. Here. Air Sea Battle, Adventure, Asteroids, Boxing, Breakout, Canyon Bomber, Centipede, Circus Atari, Combat, Crystal Castles, Dark Chambers, Demons to Diamonds, Dodge'em, Drag Race, Fast Eddie, Frog Pond, Gravatar, Haunted House, Human Cannonball, iRobot, Lunar Lander, Major Havoc, Millipede, Miniature Golf, Missile Command, Night Driver, Off the Wall, Outlaw, Pong, Video Olympics, Quadrun, so no Pac-Man, no. Real Sports Baseball, Basketball, Football, Roadrunner, Skydiver, Solaris, Space War, Super Breakout, Sword Quest, Earth World, Fire World, Water World, Star Raiders, Steeplechase, Tempest, Video Pinball, Warlords, Wizard, Yara's Revenge. So no Pac-Man. They couldn't license it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be able to put the full Atari collection on there.
And you know what's too cool, too? These are... Yeah, I hope so. I loved it last night. Like I said, I was on the couch. He was on the chair. And I was... they're wireless joysticks. So I was comfortable sitting to the side away from it. I didn't have to worry about a cable stretching and breaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, play wireless. So it's fun. Yeah. It was fun. You know?
That's cool. Yeah. Can you imagine if the original Atari had wireless back then?
Right. Because you had to sit close to the TV on the floor.
Yeah.
You know? So there's some advantages. Yeah. No Pac-Man, though. They couldn't license it.
That's because it's Midway?
Namco.
Oh, Namco, yeah. Namco.
But they do highlight on the box Asteroids, Missile Command, Centipede, my favorite, Pong, Warlords, Breakout, and Gravatar. Yeah. I think if this sound continues, we're going to get some aliens. Just so weird how some stuff happens. I'm giving the Atari a break right now. I shut it down.
Oh, okay.
So I'm playing that. Got to cool the processor down. Like I said, it's not about... this, it's not about, oh, it's going to take over all the old stuff or this versus that. Like I said, keep things alive. You know?
Yeah, because, I mean, why not be able to enjoy the things you grew up on? You know? Just because technology changes doesn't mean we should just forget about the past. Like, somehow it's obsolete. Like, it's not going to be fun anymore. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
I mean, how old is chess? You know, should we, you know, just get rid of that? Checkers?
Right.
You know, because we have the PlayStation 5 and Xbox, you know.
Right, like, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to get rid of chess.
No.
I like chess. Do you play chess?
No, I don't play chess. I'd like to learn how to play it.
The Star Wars pieces, but I'm missing a few. Some of them broke, but I've got some of the chess pieces for Star Wars chess.
So who taught you how to play chess?
Who taught me? I don't know. I mean, I started playing maybe in college. When I went, that's a great question. Thanks. Part of it was like, I got Battle Chess on the Commodore 64 and on the PC. So about the time that I got like Doom and stuff, I got Battle Chess for the PC. And I remember getting that and the pieces, how they moved the animation and all the voices. But I started playing on the computer a lot, and that got me interested in playing against humans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's probably where I would start. I would find a, like a, you know, old computer chess program that would teach me how, you know.
No, it's great. There's a lot. There's I just found a new chess game on my Sega Genesis. Yeah. Yeah, I was playing it the other day. Looked up. And some of the... Yeah, can you believe it? They used to have chess programs on these... On these, place, you know, these consoles.
No, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and some were rudimentary AI. You know, that they were experimenting with at the time. But, Garry Kasparov, he made his own program. Yeah, when he got beat by IBM Blue, the first human to ever be beat by an AI, he then teamed up and they made a program. You know, analyzing all these moves. So if you play against the computer, you can get really good, because they're these computers aren't forgiving. Okay? You make one move off the first... Off the first move.
Mm-hmm.
And they know. They're thinking 100 moves ahead.
Jeez. That's not fair.
I know. And this is what we're up against.
Yeah. Have they put AI against AI?
They have. Yeah. They're called GANs. Generative... adversarial networks, where they pit master AIs against master AIs playing chess. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's really popular. They've done it with some other games too. But chess seems to be the favorite because we know what the parameters are, you know. And it's such a history. I recently got a book at the library on board games. And it shows the history. There's games I never even heard of going back 3000 BC. I'll have to send you a photo of it when I get off the phone. Yeah, and anyways, the Indians started it. In India, chess is different. So one of these days, I'd like to get a chessboard from India, you know? But that requires a different knowledge base to play it, you know?
Okay.
You know, but it's fascinating. You know, there's all these other games.
Yeah.
There was one that the pharaohs used to play in ancient Egypt that I'll send you. Starts an S.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. And then they have dice. I saw some beautiful dice the other day. That were ancient Roman. And it's the same dice that they use in role-playing games like D&D. And other games. Like 20-sided and all this. But they hand-carved them out of glass. And they found them. Yeah. There's like really cool ancient dice that have been discovered in digs. You know. And
It was a beautiful looking.
Beautiful. Oh yeah. Perfect. You know, not machine made. I did get some recycled glass ones a few years ago that I got off of AIs that could do the simulation war games, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I kept thinking about, like, Hollywood, how I used to think, you know, the way Hollywood gets science fiction is kind of comical, but I think they're really spot on.
They are.
Because, like, the movie War Games, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could picture that one day. Someone's, you know, at the, you know, the Pentagon's like, oh, well, let's develop this new AI system to handle the nuclear threat, you know. And then they put our missiles in charge, you know.
And then Dr. Obsoleto is broadcasting some signals. Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they find out that there's some really alien sounds happening from Dr. Obsoleto's laboratory. And then we have to flush the bombers, send out the stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
I can picture it.
Like Cloak and Dagger, remember that movie?
Oh my god, I love
yeah.
that one.
Yeah. Where there's some secrets buried within the disc, too. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me the operating system in Chicago. Games are very important. They're not just for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Professor Falcon, remember Joshua? And he wanted to learn how to play tic-tac-toe and chess?
That's right.
Okay. It's the entryway. You gotta go straight through Falcon's maze. Yeah.
He's still gaming.
Yeah.
So, Battlefield 2, and there's this mod called Forgotten Hope. It's a World War II mod. Battlefield.
Oh yeah? What is Battlefield like? Hi!
It's like a modern, first-person shooter.
You love the space game that he gave us? The space game that he gave Daddy? You like that space game? Yeah, you love to play two players, right?
Yeah. I really like to be the white one.
What do you like about the game so much?
That there's big spaceships.
Big spaceships?
Yeah,
and lots
giant
of,
ones.
And then what? Will you get to upgrade your weapons? Which weapon do you like?
My favorite one is the lasers.
Lasers?
And three-way.
Oh, and three-way gunners?
Wow.
Yeah. And then you get to power up? Yeah, and we play together. And you helped me beat the boss stage.
The B one makes you have the same power that you start with.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Yeah, isn't that so cool? So special, huh? That we can go into space, go pew, pew, pew. And then last night we were reading about the adventures of Batman and Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze, he's got a freeze gun.
Daddy.
He goes, zaps. And he zaps you with ice. And then you turn into an ice cube. And then
remember when he used the kryptonite?
Oh, yeah, he used kryptonite against Superman.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Green Lantern has kryptonite too.
Green Lantern is now in this game? Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. So Superman was in there because he came to Batman's rescue in this book. Yeah.
Green Lantern used his kryptonite to defeat the bad guys.
Oh.
Wow.
He can make any green thing out of it.
Wow. What's that? Even what?
Even he can make a bad guy cake.
Bad guy cage? What's that?
This for bad guys to go in.
Oh, where you catch the bad guy and put him in a prison? Wow. Who's got that power?
Captain.
Green Lantern?
Yeah, Green Lantern.
Oh, do you know that Mr. Freeze can do that?
Well, he only can do that with his kryptonite and his freeze ray.
For, oh, yeah? Okay. Okay, well, and there she is. He loves the superheroes.
Yeah, I can tell. So was he making some of that up? Superman, or is that in the book?
No, it's in the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, some of, did you make some of it up? Huh? Like, no, Mr. Freeze? Huh? Oh, yeah. No, a lot of it was in the book.
Oh, okay. All of it.
All of it? But he could tell you stories, right?
You're not the Green Lantern.
Very good. Right.
Oh, yeah. Superheroes, you know. Christopher Reeve's in it.
You know what? About 3 months ago, we saw the original. And that is the most epic.
Really?
Yes, it is. The intro is epic with the crystals and the all the graphics.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Yes.
You know, those movies were just, wow. They were incredible.
Incredible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the Future, you know. That's what I feel like we're doing here, talking about all this stuff. Atari, Back to the Future, you know, Superman. Palace in the beginning?
Yeah.
Superman's from a different planet. And he's and there's crystals all around. And then Marlon Brando, do you remember that? They imprison those people in a mirror and the mirror
floats. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, and then they were floating through space.
Yes.
The mirrors.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a scene on the moon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they like killed an astronaut or something, I forget.
Wasn't that such a great movie?
Yeah, I loved it.
Do you remember the buzz around that? That movie when it came out in theaters? Incredible. Yeah. I know, wrong movie, but...
But
it's the same composer, and
right.
There are signature sounds in Superman that you're like, yeah, you know, it's epic because of the horns, you know. Which they don't use a lot in music in scores these days, horns.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Superman. Which one did you like? Superman 1 or 2?
Oh, gosh. It's been so long since I've seen them. Which is the one where he sleeps with Lois Lane and then loses his powers?
Is that 2?
I think that's 2.
Oh.
It was also weird because you see him in bed naked with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But as a young boy, it was like, ooh, that's titillating.
Yeah.
You know? Look her in the ass.
Man of Steel. Machine. All I know is...
Well, speaking of movies, I need to get going, hey, buddy.
All right. So listen, hear me out. Now remember, this is just between you and me, all right? And by you, the listener, who this is, this frequency in particular, is only being received by you. I'm very glad it's not being received by man behind the machine. Trust me, I'm ducked down behind a bookshelf in a zoo out here, man. At any time, I could get attacked by a puma, man. But listen, I've tapped into it. I realize that the movie War Games, it's all coming together, man. The movie War Games is based on the real-life reality of man behind the machine, man. No, man behind the machine is not the little boy. He's the computer, artificial intelligence itself. Now listen, don't let this get out. Don't let this get out, and don't let man behind the machine hear this recording.